I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. In part two of our series, Digital Diagnosis, VPR's Charlotte Albright visits Corner Medical, a large rural primary practice care in Lindenville. That's where two doctors who are close colleagues disagree about whether electronic medical records have greatly improved patient care.
Meet physician Joyce Toberton. She's a big fan of electronic medical records. In fact, about 15 years ago, when Corner Medical's office burned down, she saw an opportunity rise from the ashes as a fellow physician looked at the flames in horror.
And his tears were coming down his eyes, seeing his lifetime dream going up in smoke. And I said, this means electronic medical record.
She figured the office could now make a fresh start with electronic records. But it wasn't easy.
A lot of these doctors were not computer savvy and were a little afraid of them. And they had their way of doing it, and they did not want to interrupt their way of doing it.
Eventually, with some cajoling and lots of lunch hour training, Corner Medical did computerize its records. In her office, just before seeing a patient, Toberton pulls up a file without showing the name.
So I can quickly see that I need to, in this particular case, talk to this gentleman about alcohol use. And then I can also see if labs need to be done. So here's a lab. It shows up in red, so that tells me I need to do it.
For Toberton, electronic medical records are as indispensable as stethoscopes. But her friend and colleague, Tom Broderick, isn't convinced medical records have yet lived up to their promise.
So what the medical record is intended to do is to provide a universal medical record that has good, solid standards to it, that's useful, and that is totally portable and readable at any place at any time. And that has not happened. So it's been an experiment on the fly for several decades, and it still is.
Broderick uses a computer in his office, but not in the examining room.
Most physicians now bring their computers in with them when they're seeing the patient. And their eyes and their interest and their attention varies between the computer and the patient. And I don't do that. I bring in some notes that I take before I see the patient, because when I go to see a doctor, I really want their total attention.
Full disclosure, Broderick happens to be my physician, so I ask him to find my record on his computer. The search takes a minute or two.
There you are. One of the things that you have that you didn't know is that you take a long time to boot up.
For some inexplicable reason, my record can't be found. Broderick says that happens more than he would like. But even on a good day, Broderick says data entry gobbles time. When he kept paper records, his typical office visit was about 10 minutes. Now, each appointment is 10 minutes longer to include computer labor. So that means he can fit fewer patients in each day.
I'm spending more time inputting data to a computer that is not necessarily relevant to making that person better, and I'm able to see fewer patients every day. So it's actually diminished access, which is not a good thing.
Maria Sandoval, an internist and professor at the University of Vermont Medical Center, also used to worry that computers were coming between her and her patients.
And what was very interesting is we had plenty of training on how to use the technology, meaning documentation, ordering labs, putting in medications, but no one even thought about how to use the tool, the computer, in the room with a patient present.
So she and a colleague got a grant to develop a step-by-step manual for weaving computers smoothly into office visits. It shows doctors how to position themselves and their screens so that the patients do not feel ignored, and advises them to show confidence in the technology. Sandoval always logs out of the confidential record before the patient leaves the room, so there is no worry about privacy violations. Still, Sandoval says, even the best technology is no substitute for eye contact and a reassuring pat on the shoulder. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.